Mosquitoes.
Can you hear that buzzing noise in here? Be interesting just to let one loose, wouldn't it, and just see which one of us would attack first. Because they don't come near me, and I reckon they come after you.
Yeah, look, we talked about this much earlier in the morning. Just after 4 o'clock this morning, we spoke with Luke Boner, our overnight host, who gave us a good example of the fact that some people get bitten by mozzies and are attracted to mozzies and others aren't. In my case, I am attracted to them. In your case, your wife attracts them.
Yep.
In his case, well, it's an either-or situation. He explained how he deals with mozzies in the middle of the night.
I very rarely get bitten, but I was the other night and I did a very bad thing. This is not a good thing. The Minister for War and Finance is there and I'm getting bitten everywhere. So I tuck the sheet around me everywhere and I gently pull her arm out.
Excuse me? That's a disgraceful thing to admit to.
There it is, Luke Boner.
What a disgrace, eh?
We would like to hear from anyone else who does something similar, but the reason we're talking about it is we're going to have this invasion of mozzies, apparently, on Australia Day. You've been telling me that it's to do with the king tides.
Well, the king tides are about to hit the east coast of Australia over the next couple of days, and what they're going to do is wash into all of those salt marshes where mosquitoes lay their hundreds of millions of eggs. They're all going to hatch, and by come Australia Day and well into next week, we're about to be invaded by this marauding Navy Air Force of mosquitoes.
I can hear a bit more from Dr. Gary Linnell with his expertise on this area, or I could go to someone that actually knows what he's talking about. Mosquito researcher at the University of Sydney, Dr. Cameron Webb, joins us. Dr. Webb, good morning.
Morning, John and Gary. And I think Gary's on the money. He could be standing out beside me in the wetlands at the moment chasing mosquitoes with that expertise.
Hey, Cameron, are you one of those blokes who are attractive to mosquitoes?
No, I'm not at all, and I think that's one of the reasons I've survived for this long in the field of mosquito research.
So, do you have a partner?
Yeah, I do, and she does get bitten by mosquitoes. So maybe there's a study in who we marry. Are we more attracted to people who attract more mosquitoes than we do?
So why do mozzies target some people more than others?
Well, we know that it's only the female mosquitoes that bite, and she needs that protein hit in the blood meal to help develop her eggs. And when she's trying to find an animal to bite, she can sense the carbon dioxide they breathe out, so just like we do. But then when they get closer, it's kind of like the chemical cocktail of smells on our skin, which determines who exactly they bite. And the reason this is that there's dozens of mosquito species that might potentially bite humans, but they also bite other animals. And I guess it's that smell which helps them work out whether we're a person or a cow or a kangaroo or a bird. And so the way that chemical mix varies between people determines whether some people are kind of mosquito magnets or not.
And it seems to be a lot of women are mosquito magnets too.
Yeah, look, I don't know if it's necessarily true that women attract more mosquitoes than men, but I often think they're a little less hairy, and so mosquitoes have a bit more free access to the skin.
There's a report in today's Telegraph that beer drinkers could be more susceptible to mozzie bites. Is there any truth in that?
Yeah, look, everybody is completely fascinated with the idea there's something you can eat or drink that will either make you more attractive to mosquitoes or repel mosquitoes, and so people have done research on this over the years. Look, even though some studies might show that drinking beer attracts some mosquitoes, in terms of the next few weeks if you're having a barbecue, it's probably the case that the more beer you drink, the less likely you are to put on insect repellent. So, yeah, beer drinkers might
be more mosquitoes. So usually your insect repellents the go, is it?
Yeah, look, if you're outside, particularly if you're having a picnic near local rivers or wetlands, there's not a lot you can do to reduce the mosquito populations other than putting on mosquito repellent to stop yourself getting bitten. The best products to use are ones that contain either DEET or picaridin, and they're very common in the commercial insect repellents. But when you're using it, make sure you put on a nice thin film over all exposed areas of skin. A dab here or there or a bit of a spray of it in the air isn't going to be enough to keep mosquitoes away.
Okay, Gary did claim earlier in the program, in relation to the fact that it's the females that do the biting, he claimed to me that he'd be able to identify a male and a female mosquito if I presented them to him. Is it easy to see which one's which?
Yeah, no, it's pretty easy. They sort of look quite different, actually. And the males tend to have a bit more kind of feathery-looking antennae. So if there's, if you do look at them underneath the microscope, they're pretty easy to tell apart.
Okay. So, Gary, feathery, is that what you look
for?
That's
what I've often found, actually, at night. We're around the barbecue. I've got my microscope out. You must be in awe of me now.
I am.
Dr. Webb has just confirmed everything I have told you.
About mosquitoes.
Yeah.
All right, Dr. Webb, so we've got the big mosquito invasion coming. Best we can do is put on the repellent, and maybe those electronic Mozzie things inside the house, do they work?
Yeah, no, look, they do. The plug-in units that we sort of call vaporizers that have a little insecticide impregnated pad, they work. They're really great. The ultrasonic devices and stuff like that don't work, so don't use those. But just another very quick tip. I mean, even though we're about to have a lot of mosquitoes coming out of our wetlands, with all this rain we're having at the moment, there's also mozzies that can come out of our backyard. So if you've got any water lying around in buckets or pot plant sources or anything like that, get out in the next couple of days.
Get rid of it.
Get them out, throw them out, or cover it up. So that stops mosquitoes getting access to those as well.
Bad time for us, but for a mosquito researcher like you, a great season for you coming up.
Yeah, it's pretty busy. It's pretty busy.
Dr. Webb, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Dr. Cameron Webb, he's a mosquito researcher at the University of Sydney, but we really didn't need him because we've got our own mosquito expert sitting here in the studio.
And also you heard that disgraceful admission by Luke... Oh, is that it? Just got it, sorry. That disgraceful admission by Luke Boner overnight that he put his wife's arm up so that she'd attract the mozzies in the bedroom while he went back to sleep. What a disgrace. Talk about taking a bullet for your partner.